You're listening to SBS News.
Since his surprise victory on May the 18th, 2019, Scott Morrison has faced some of the most daunting challenges to face any leader in recent Australian history. Commentators say the Prime Minister has managed to both rise to the occasion and make a mess of it. Despite consistently being behind in the polls for 2 years, Mr. Morrison led the coalition to a third term of government at the 2019 election. After Labour's then-leader Bill Shorten conceded that Mr. Morrison had won, the Liberal leader was greeted with rapturous applause at his party's headquarters.
I have always believed in miracles.
And he went on to use the words that had become his catchphrase during the long campaign.
How good is Australia? And how good are Australians? This is the best country in the world in which to live.
Looking back, former Liberal leader John Hewson gave SBS News a more blunt assessment.
Well, he wasn't ready to govern. I mean, he didn't expect to win. He said he was surprised and believed in miracles after it happened. And, of course, he had a pretty easy run for a while. And then, of course, he fell in a bit of a hole coming out of the drought into the bushfires and made a lot of series of poor calls.
Sarah Cameron, a political scientist at the University of Sydney, says Australians appeared willing to give Mr. Morrison a chance.
He was rated a reasonably popular and, at the time of an election, more popular than a prime minister at an election since Kevin Rudd's 2007 win.
But Mr. Morrison was about to be hit with two seismic events that would define his prime ministership. The 2019 to 2020 bushfire season destroyed around 2,700 homes and left at least 34 people dead. More than a million animals are thought to have perished. Sarah Cameron says that from the start of the crisis, the prime minister struggled with a comprehensive response.
Morrison was perceived as handling this quite poorly, shall we say. In particular, his holiday to Hawaii in the midst of the bushfire crisis was not well received, and we see that reflected in his popularity ratings.
Images of Mr. Morrison on holiday as the country burned lit up social media. Facing intense criticism, he said while he can't hold a hose or sit in the control room, it was appropriate for him to return to provide some moral support. From there, things didn't get much better. Mr. Morrison was heckled during a visit to the bushfire-hit town of Cobargo, which a fellow Liberal MP said he probably deserved. Dr. Cameron said these missteps all fitted into a common theme, and the approval rating of the government and Mr. Morrison plummeted.
The Prime Minister and the government weren't seen to be taking a leadership role in handling the crisis, and that reflected a general perception that the crisis was not being responded to.
Brent Coker, a consumer psychologist at the University of Melbourne, said Mr. Morrison's public persona during the fires was problematic. He said rather than showing consistent empathy, Mr. Morrison would sometimes give uncaring signs and signals.
A lot of people were complaining about the Scott Morrison smirk, for example. So he does tend to smirk a lot when he's on camera and make little jokes and smile and try to lessen the weight of things. And I don't think that was the best strategy, whether that was an intentional or not, to make light of the situation.
Dr. Coker said the PM also has a tendency to jump between portraying himself as another Aussie and being a stern politician.
I think perhaps one of the problems with Scott Morrison is that he's neither here nor there. I mean, he doesn't have a strong character. And doesn't have strong positioning, and perhaps one of the traits of really good leadership, or iconic leadership, I should say, is portraying some sort of strong character somewhere. People do call him ScoMo, and he's the marketer, and so forth, which suggests, some sort of manipulation in the way that he's, you know, trying to get people to behave the way that he wants in a sort of sociopathic kind of a way.
Since emerging from the Chinese city of Wuhan in late 2019, the COVID-19 pandemic has infected at least 4 million people and killed more than 280,000. In the early months of 2020, different countries responded to the crisis with very different degrees of urgency. Consumer psychologist Dr. Coker said the contrast between Mr. Morrison's response to the fires and the virus could not be more pronounced.
I think Scott Morrison actually learned quite a lot from the bushfire crisis. His reaction to the pandemic seemed to be very different. Most notably, he was one of the first in the world to take a front foot approach and declare it a pandemic. And whether he would have done that if the bushfire crisis hadn't happened is interesting to think about. Perhaps Australia would have been lagging with the rest of the world if he wasn't already primed for this we have to be prepared kind of attitude towards the nation.
The Morrison government was also quick to close borders and propose dramatic restrictions, both credited as helping Australia avoid catastrophe. A poll released by the Lowy Institute last week found 93% of Australians thought the government had handled COVID-19 very or fairly well so far. In the space of 12 months, perhaps one of the biggest changes in government messaging has been around the economy. Going into the 2019 election, the coalition was far lighter on plans and promises than the Labour Party. But time and time again, Mr Morrison said his party's economic know-how would help deliver the Commonwealth's first surplus in more than a decade. But COVID-19 has seen the government spend billions in rescue programmes, and the economy is set to shrink by 10% in the June quarter.
As time goes on, I suspect what we'll see is the economic dimensions of this crisis being more and more important. So what we typically see is that voters will punish governments for poor economic outcomes. So the economic ramifications of this crisis would not look good for the coalition unless the government is seen as responding well to this crisis and protecting Australia's economy relative to the performance of other economies around the world.
The government's migration agenda has also altered since their election win. With widespread travel bans, migration intake is expected to shrink by more than 85% on 2018-19 levels next financial year. Now, Mr Morrison faced criticism as the majority of COVID-19 assistance was not made available for temporary visa holders and international students, with the PM telling these people to return to their home countries. But the experts and commentators SBS News spoke to all said that Mr Morrison's biggest challenges were still ahead. John Hewson says the pandemic is just the start.
With the pandemic, COVID-19, he's made a comeback. He's certainly been popular in the way he's coordinated the response so far. Although I think most people are waiting to see how the recovery phase is going to be the most important part. I mean, they don't seem to have any detail yet as to how they're going to think it's going to come back, and there's a lot of suspicion that some of the benefits that were given will not be able to be sustained.
Dr. Hewson said climate change will soon take a prominent place in Australian politics once again, and he believes Mr. Morrison now has to look at what is in the national interest with issues that are even bigger and more significant. And you can keep up to date on the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.